company and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Hello, this is Sandra. I want you to go beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day. Bola Tinubu has 13 more days to submit his ministerial nominees. It's been 47 days since he was sworn in on May 29th. He has 60 days to submit his list to the Senate, according to the Constitution. Now, he's used up more than three quarters of his allotted time. And I will remind you once again of Dilalake's words before swearing in. He's one of Tinubu's advisors. And when before Tinubu was sworn in, Dilalake said that 60 days was too much. He said, quote, "A month maximum is enough for any serious government to form its cabinet and put a structure of government in place after the swearing in," end quote. It's now been more than a month and a half. 13 days to go, less than 2 weeks. Second hard fact of the day. In 1999, it took President Obasanjo 5 days to nominate his ministers. We had that list by June 4th. Third hard fact of the day, 2003, it took President Obasanjo 25 days to nominate his ministers. We had his list by June 23rd. Fourth hard fact of the day, in 2011, it took President Jonathan 30 days to nominate his ministers. We had that list by June 28th. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. Thanks for tuning into Hard Facts. I've got a great show for you today, starting with Hard Facts Awards. We're not doing Big Three Global anymore. We're just going to end the week going forward on Hard Facts by looking back on the week. At 4 o'clock, Public Square makes its second appearance since its return. After that, Music and Moments with Ifeanyi, Sam and Dexter. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's Hard Facts Awards. Lagos, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your Hard Facts.
This is Hard Facts.
And I am Sandra Ezekwesili. It's time to look back on the week that was. Lagos, these are your Hard Facts Awards. Every Friday at 3... we look back at the stories we've talked about this week. From those stories, I pick nominees for different awards and you pick the winners or losers. It's really, really simple and really, really straightforward. Now, here are the awards that we're going to be giving out today. Worst story of the week. Best story of the week. Nawa story of the week. Now, the Nawa story category is an award for something that happened and left you scratching your head or left you saying, "Now, wow." And we've got a new category this week. Biggest story of the week. This is a new category that we're going to be keeping around for a while. And this is for the biggest headline or most important story or most relevant story of the week. Now, the process, very simple. For each category, I list the nominees. Then you call me or you message me and you tell me who won. It's very straightforward, right? So I list the nominees, then you call me or you message me and you tell me who won. Are you ready? Let's get started. Here are your nominees for worst story of the week. Number one, stolen runway lights at Lagos Airport. Number two, stolen expansion joints on Second Niger Bridge. Number three, university tuition hikes. Number four, 500 billion naira for palliatives and 8,000 naira conditional cash transfer. And we have at number five, National Assembly getting 70 billion naira in the palliatives package. Now, let's get into these stories. Our first two nominees are about theft and vandalism and the endangering of lives. Because Lagos, your fellow Nigerians went to the airport here in Lagos and stole runway lights. For those of you who have flown and you've flown in the night, the runway, the road where the plane uses to gain momentum and fly into the air, or when it's landing, that long line where it's like when it lands on the ground and then it goes woo before it now stops, that's called the runway. And in the night, actually, whether it's in the night or not, those runways have lights to light up the runway so that pilots go know where pilots they drive when you want land or when you want take off for night or when weather not too clear like that or when it's not too pure like that. Now that light, nice, some people go thief. But that one no belle fool your fellow Nigerians. So bam 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 bam. Now they went to Second Niger Bridge to steal expansion joints. Now the Ministry of Works is saying that they're going to have to keep security on the bridge 24/7, as if it's a war zone. So that's why these two stories are nominees for worst story of the week. Our third nominee is from the world of academia. Universities are claiming sakpa and they're raising their tuition fees. I told you this on yesterday's Big Three. Some universities have doubled or tripled their fees. Some have even gone five times higher. ASUU and NANS are against it, but the universities say that they have no choice because diesel and other prices have gone up. Our fourth nominee brings us to Bola Tinubu's plan to cushion the removal of fuel subsidy. Yesterday, we saw the House of Reps approve his request to redirect half a trillion naira from the supplementary budget. The Senate has also approved as well. Many Nigerians don't like this plan. NLC has said it will not help anybody, that the president should instead triple the minimum wage. President has also proposed cash transfers of 8,000 naira a month to 12 million households for 6 months. This will be funded by a World Bank loan. Many Nigerians don't like this. They feel that without a reliable, transparent, audited national social register, this is an avenue for theft. Also, they believe that 8,000 naira cannot help anybody, cannot help a household. That's why it's our nominee number four. Our fifth nominee is still on this matter. This relief package from the president also includes 70 billion naira for the National Assembly to help their working conditions. Nigerians are upset by this because, well, these are government officials getting 70 billion naira to manage at a time when people are suffering, and some of those people will be getting 8,000 naira per month for a household. So you've heard the nominees. Who gets your vote? Worst story of the week. Stolen runway lights at Lagos Airport. Stolen expansion joints on Second Niger Bridge. University tuition hikes. 500 billion naira for palliatives and 8,000 naira conditional cash transfer. Or National Assembly getting 70 billion naira in the palliatives package. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Now, I've got my production assistant in the studio with me, Toria. Toria is here. And Toria is going to help me keep track of the votes. So what Toria will do is she's going to get a pen and a paper, and she'll be the INEC rec for this voting process. So as you call and as you vote, she will write down the vote. She'll mark the vote beside the story that you have voted for. So again, for nominees, worst story of the week: stolen runway lights at Lagos Airport, stolen expansion joints on Second Niger Bridge, university tuition hikes, 500 billion naira for palliatives, National Assembly getting 70 billion naira in the palliatives package. 99.3. Sorry about that. Give me a call back if you can. 99.3. Hello?
Hello?
Thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you?
Fine.
What's your
name?
Good afternoon.
My vote goes for the money which House of Assembly approved for palliatives.
All right. So you're voting for the money that has been approved for palliatives. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Are you there? All right. Doesn't sound like you're there. 99.3. Hello.
Sandra,
sir?
You don't read the...
Waiting red.
Victoria, make you not tell us say there's a glitch in that result, too.
Victoria, we don't even get pen. Victoria, don't run.
You see, she don't get start pen. Now. There's a glitch now.
There's
the result will not be correct
there's
again. There's no
already
pen.
Glitch. She has run out of the studio. She don't get
Nigeria.
Pen.
Nigeria.
Oh.
Anyway.
No worry. I get two-factor authentication.
Yeah, are you serious? That 400 billion, you know, waste time be that.
I know waste time. I get pen.
Sandra.
Yes.
If we just collabo that runway light and that expansion valve to the AA, because the thing has turbocharged ceiling. If we don't combine the two together.
So now that one gets your vote.
I'm telling you, because the runway light, before you go move via to Wakago Parameter Mile Airport, go, when nobody touch light to you,
Iredo.
That expansion expansion this thing for that road again. To come out time. Equipment what you need. Thank you.
All right, Malik voting, and Malik is right. I'm gonna combine those two stories and make it one. Samuel is here. Hi, Samuel. Samuel, hi. Are you there? All right, Samuel isn't there. Samuel, call me back if you can. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Wow. Good afternoon. Juliet from Aja.
Juliet, who gets your vote? Worst story of the
week? Is that Second Niger Bridge? With that runway, two of them supposed to be one. Oh. That's Second Niger Bridge. That's what I'm voting for.
All right. Thank you very much. Toria is back, looking very confused and out of breath. My INEC rec, look at her. Look at her in the middle of the voting when she went to go and look for materials. This is the type of people that come to polling units and don't have complete materials. They will not be begging us to, please, can we borrow your ink? Please, can you bring your table and your chair for us? Look at, I'm not the one that is now teaching her her work. It is well. Veronica is here. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Veronica. Who gets your vote?
The National Assembly money.
National Assembly money. Okay, so which one? Because National Assembly approved 500 billion, and inside that money they get 70 billion.
Yes, the one of 500 billion.
Oh, 500 billion. All right, thank you very much for calling and voting. We've got Ben here. Hi, Ben.
Hello, my dear Lucas Sandra.
My handsome brother, who gets your vote?
Sandra, all of them are bad, eh? So I will tell you the baddest.
Which one is the worst?
The worst is that Second Niger, because first thing Papa go find himself, or first thing Mama go find himself inside river.
Inside river, my brother. All right, Ben, thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
I'm Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
I go for 70 billion.
70 billion. 70 years old, man. All right, thank you very much.
Let the tech come easy.
We've got Joy here. Hi, Joy.
Hey, so Sandra, how are you today?
I'm very well. Who gets your vote, Joy?
Now, my vote goes to National Assembly.
National Assembly.
Who wants to share the money of 70 million?
70 billion. All right. Thank you very much, Joy, for calling. Can you imagine Lagos? You know, Toria is now looking at my work. She's copying my work. She wants to use my work to be altering her own exam sheets. Imagine that. Hey, God. Let's see. We've got Bobby here. Hi, Bobby.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bobby. Welcome.
We don't start again, though. 70 billion now. Wow.
70 billion. Worst story of the week.
We die. Hunger, they kill us. Oh.
Hunger, no, if you kill. Your voice bass like that. Hunger, they kill you in voice bass like this now.
We beg, oh. We beg, oh.
Bobby, thanks for calling. Michael is here. Hi, Michael. How you doing? Hello, Michael.
Yeah, good afternoon, Auntie Sandra.
Good afternoon. Who gets your vote, Michael?
The increment of university tuition fee.
Increment of university tuition fee gets its very first vote. All right, Michael. Thank you very much for calling and for voting. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Happiness from Ikorodu.
Happiness, what story of the week goes to?
Sandra, please, put your eye on that INEC official. Don't trust her.
I'm eyeing her very well. Don't worry. My eyes are on her.
Thank you.
Okay.
National Assembly.
National Assembly. Which of the National Assembly stories? Because there's...
Is it 70 million?
70 billion. Billion.
Uh-huh.
70 billion.
That one.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Lazarus is here. Hi, Lazarus. Lazarus called me to play me music. An Indian musical. Hey, Lazarus, this is Sunita you're playing for me. Hey, okay, Lazarus. You like to see that AI call me. You know, be Lazarus for real, for real. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Grandma Victoria from Lagos Island.
Grandma Victoria, what story of the week goes to?
I'm voting for the National Assembly who want to share 70 billion palliative.
70
they want palliative
billion.
For themselves. 70 billion.
Yes, yes.
Upon all the things they are chopping in that assembly. They want more money. And they want to give their common man 8,000 naira.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Shehu on the line. Shehu, welcome.
Sandra.
Hi.
Good afternoon from here.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Where are you calling from, Shehu?
Sandra, I'm calling from the UK.
Okay. So which story? What story? Which one?
Sandra, before I vote, I would like to say something. Okay. Sandra, please.
Mm.
We should all fear God.
Okay.
And we should know that whatever position we held in this world, we're going to make account of it in the day of judgment.
Okay.
My vote goes to the National Assembly members. 70 billion.
70 billion from Shehu. Okay.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Apologies about that abrupt break in programming, but we're back now. Now let's go to WhatsApp where we have several votes that have come in already. If you're wondering what are we voting on, well, worst story of the week. Hard Facts Awards happens every Friday now at 3. We're resting Big 3 Global for now. And the nominees for worst story of the week include stolen runway lights at Lagos Airport, stolen expansion joints on Second Niger Bridge. Now, for people who call and vote and want to combine those two nominees as one, no wahala, we can combine both. University tuition hikes. Some universities have increased their school fees by 100%, 200%, 300% even. 500 billion naira for palliatives for you, signed by the president or requested by the president. And 8,000 naira conditional cash transfer from a loan given to us by the World Bank. And then our final nominee, worst story of the week, National Assembly getting 70 billion naira in the palliatives package. Let's go to WhatsApp now and take a look at some of the comments we have there. Sharon says, this story is too bad, though, but I choose the university's tuition hike because it will stop the children of the poor from attending tertiary institutions, and the result of this will boomerang on the society. All right, so we've got our second vote for university tuition. Grandma K votes for 70 billion naira. This one doesn't have a name, but the vote goes to the 70 billion naira award. for palliatives for National Assembly members. Then we've got Anonymous in Ikorodu, who is voting the 70 billion naira package as the worst story. Also on WhatsApp, Fendi Mendieta is in Austin, Texas, and he says his vote goes to the people who stole lights from the runway and expansion joints on Second Niger Bridge. Samson in Ikorodu votes for the 70 billion naira palliatives. We've got Jonathan who gives it to 500 billion naira cash transfer. Well, not cash transfer now, but 500 billion naira share. And then we've got Adedeji in Ayobo, who gives the vote to the National Assembly's 70 billion naira palliatives. Okay. How many votes do we have so far? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Toria, how many votes do you have?
Altogether.
How many votes altogether do you have? See, this is our INEC. She don't think. She don't calculate. If you see her result sheets, very plenty cancellation. See, she has 17. See? They can't be trusted. Look at that. What kind of INEC are you? Toria. We've got Savage from Lekki, who's thanking Malik for suggesting that we put the stolen runway light story and the stolen expansion joint story together. And that's his worst story of the week. Okay, now let's see who has won. Who has won in this particular award? Who gets to be our worst story of the week? Let's tally it up. So we've got two votes for university tuition hike. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 votes for stolen runway lights at Lagos Airport and stolen expansion joints on Second Niger Bridge. We've got 1, 2, 3 votes for the palliatives that the president wants 500 billion naira for. And then we have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 votes. 11 votes go to National Assembly members. This relief package that President Bola Tinubu wants to provide palliatives for Nigerians, it includes 70 billion naira for the National Assembly to help their working conditions. Now, of course, Nigerians are upset by this, and that is why it is our worst story of the week. Story of the week. Are we ready? For best story of the week, we've got some really interesting nominees here. So, nominee number one, Lagos State Government launching the Registered Accreditor Scheme for Buildings. Nominee number two, the reopening of Echo Bridge. Nominee number three, House of Reps challenging the CBN on social media handles and challenging banks on illegal charges. Nominee number four, Serap getting a court judgment on Abacha loot. And nominee number five, President Tinubu's 500 billion naira relief package. Let's get into the stories. Our first nominee is from here in Lagos. The government is launching a scheme to help prevent building collapse. Since the government cannot employ enough building inspectors, they are creating a program where private professionals can get accredited and start volunteering to inspect buildings. It's called the Registered Accreditors Program. It's open to architects, urban planners, and other professionals in construction. That's why it's our number one nominee, best story of the week. Our second nominee is still here in Lagos. Eko Bridge is open again. It was closed for 15 months for repairs. It led to a lot of traffic in the environs, but now it's been reopened, and that means that traffic can ease off a little bit for people who live around Suduleri, etc., etc. So it's our second nominee, best story of the week. Third nominee, best story of the week, is good news from the House of Reps. The Green Chamber told the CBN to pack away. This is their plan to collect our social media handle. Pack away. But CBN didn't stop there. Lawmakers are also tackling the banks themselves over what they are alleging are illegal charges. So that's why it's a nominee for best story of the week. Our fourth nominee, best story of the week, takes us from the legislature to the judiciary. A high court has ordered the Federal Ministry of Finance to tell Serap how past administrations have spent Abacha loot that was returned to them from 1999 to 2015. And our fifth nominee, best story of the week, was also a worst story nominee because Nigerians are split about it. You have a lot of Nigerians who think it's a brilliant idea that the president wants to spend 500 billion naira on palliatives. Some of them are very happy with Tinubu's announced relief packages, and they believe that this will go a long way to easing subsidy removal. That's why it's also a nominee for best story of the week. Lagos, you've heard the nominees. Who gets your vote? 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 08095975805. Who gets your vote? Best story of the week. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Yes. What's your name, sir?
My beautiful sister.
My handsome brother.
Sonita.
Welcome.
It is a Serap court victory over Abacha's loot.
Okay. Serap's court victory with Abacha loot. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Yes.
I'm Juliet from Aja.
Welcome. Who gets your vote, Juliet?
If that bank charges, if they reduce it, that's what I'm voting for.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Florence.
Florence, who gets your vote? Best story of the week.
House of Reps challenging CBN on collecting social media account.
All right. Thank you very much for calling and voting. We appreciate it. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, sir? Okay. Who gets your vote? The what?
Serap
and Abacha loot. All right, your line isn't very clear, but we're glad we're able to take your vote. See, because we include everybody. Everybody must vote. What's your name?
Shade. How you doing?
I'm fine. Who gets your vote, Shade?
If it's not national House of Reps.
House of Reps. Okay.
They get it. But meanwhile, have you done Nawa part of it?
No. Nawa is the last one.
Because if what those people if the bridge are in under what? What's under
Nawa? They're also in Nawa. They're also in Nawa. Thank you very much. If you get two awards. Oh, did you get the worst story award? So you know they might get Nawa. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are
Hello?
You? Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, this is John.
John, welcome. What's your name?
How are you?
I'm very well. Who do you vote? Best story.
The CBN. That is National Assembly challenging CBN.
Okay, National Assembly challenging CBN gets your votes. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi.
My vote goes to House of Rep. Stopping central bank from getting our
social media handles and charges. Okay, thank you very much for calling to vote. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Obot. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Who gets your vote? Best story of the week.
National Assembly.
National Assembly doing what? There are several things they've done.
Come again, please.
National Assembly doing what?
Okay, challenging
CBN. All right, yeah. Thank you very much
for
calling.
But they are stealing our money a lot.
Thanks for calling. All right, let me go to WhatsApp and see the votes there. This one here says, Serap on Abacha Loot gets their vote. This one says, this is Namdi. Namdi says, Serap gets his vote. Ooh, be like, say Serap, they popular for WhatsApp. We've got Jonathan in Marlborough who gives the vote to House of Reps and CBN. Grand McKay voting for House of Reps and social media. Mike from Langbasa is voting Serap and Bachelute. Mayor in Ajah is giving that vote to the tackling of CBN by the House of Reps. We've got SND2 who says Serap story is the best one. Our leaders need to be accountable. Okay. Good evening, Sandra. Best story for me, Serap and Abacha Loot. That's Ben from Yaba with that one there. Henry is voting for Serap and Abacha Loot. Okay. Best story of the week for Lambert, says Serap and Abacha Loot. Okay. AJ Nikorodu, House of Reps, challenging CBN's desire to collect your social media ID. And then we've got this one here from, you didn't leave your name, but you say Serap telling National Assembly to investigate Abacha Loot. Eh? What? No, it's not Serap that told National Assembly. Court gave Serap victory. You know, asking the government to answer Serap question. Tell us what you did with Abacha Loot. All right. I'm going to take three more votes from WhatsApp. And then I'll come to the phone lines and take three more calls. And then we'll call it a day on a best story category. So this one here is from Sharon. Sharon says, my best story, Abacha Loot and Serap. Chief Mbachu says, Serap story. And then the final vote from WhatsApp is from Doyin. Doyin says, Serap and Abacha Loot. Omo, it's a fierce battle between Serap and CBN now. Fierce battle like this. Let's see if we can get a tiebreaker from the phone lines. Three calls, straight to the point. Who gets your vote? 99.3? Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3? Hello? Hello? All right. 99.3? Hello?
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 Hi, how are you?
Hello?
What's your name, sir?
My name is Samuel. I'm calling from Oshodi.
Samuel, who gets your vote?
Caller.
Welcome. Who gets your vote, Samuel?
Yes, my vote goes to the House of Assembly challenging CBN.
All right, House of Reps challenging CBN. And that's our final vote on that story. Let's collate the votes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 votes for that story. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 votes for that story. Toria, what do you have on your list?
I have 24 in total.
You have 24 in total, okay.
Mm-hmm. Illegal bank charges.
Where did you get the extra one?
The person just called now.
Plus their call 13. Yes. Toria, I don't know what's happening with you. I don't know what's happening with you, Toria. You need more training. You are an ad hoc. You are ad hoc staff that did not get proper training. Lagos, the winner for best story of the week is Serap getting a court judgment on Abacha Loot. Congratulations to Serap and thank you, Lagos, for voting. Well done, everybody. Indeed, let's talk now about the Nawa stories from this week. Lagos, your nominees in this category are number one, the House of Reps speedy approval of 500 billion naira for subsidy removal mitigation. Number two, second Niger bridge being vandalized. Number three, Lagos airport runway lights getting stolen. And of course, the 70 billion naira that is inside the palliatives package for members of the National Assembly. Lagos, you know these stories, right? But let me remind you the details of some of them. On Wednesday, President Tinubu asked the National Assembly to redirect 500 billion naira from last year's supplementary budget. He wants to use the money to pay for mitigants to help cushion the blow from removing fuel subsidy. And by yesterday, by yesterday, Thursday, just a day later. Green Chamber approved the request. And it's not just Green Chamber itself. Senate is also inside. Senate has also approved that request. So Nigerians are scratching their heads. They're asking themselves, why so quickly? How quickly did were the House of Reps able to scrutinize Tinubu's plans, you know, to make sure that this money that we're giving will actually go to plans that we can see and that we can verify, you know? ₦1 trillion, 500 billion naira for new projects in one day. That's why it's a Nawa story. Then our second and third nominees were also worst story nominees. The theft of expansion joints on brand new Second Niger Bridge and theft of runway lights at Nigeria's busiest airport, the Lagos Airport. And then, of course, we told you that... you know, part of the package that the president included in that 500 billion naira request is 70 billion naira to help the working conditions of the National Assembly. Lagos 0700 993 993 993 01465 7190. Let's vote. Who is the Nawa story of this week? 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your name?
Chinenwa calling.
Welcome. Who gets your vote, Chinenwa?
So, now, our story is this money that they want to use to cushion the effect of subsidy. I want to ask, how are they going to know the people that are poor? Is it when you, they say the people that wear Chiatia clothes, you now say this one is, which data are they going to use to know that one? How are they going to do it? Is it when you see somebody wearing shoes that bend one side? How are they going to do that?
How are they going to do it? All right. Thank you very much for calling and voting. 99.3.
Hello.
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 Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Our story of the week is the National Assembly asking for 70 billion.
70 billion.
Yeah, so they are not vulnerable Nigerians too.
You know their roof was leaking the other day. Now you know that their roof was leaking. So you know perhaps 99.3. Hello.
Hello, the 500 billion naira palliatives.
500 billion naira palliatives. All right, thank you very much for calling on WhatsApp. Henry votes for the 500 billion naira palliatives as the Nawa story of the week. Namdi votes for the speedy approval of the 500 billion naira palliatives. Juliana votes for the 70 billion naira for National Assembly. We've got this one here from Uchenna in Ikoyi. Uchenna votes for the speedy approval of the 500 billion naira palliatives now. And then, of course, Grand Marquet voting for the speedy approval of the money for the palliatives. Okay. And then we've got Sharon voting for the 70 billion naira allocated as a National Assembly palliative. We've got this vote here from Edozie Dinaji. Now, our story of the week for him goes to the 70 billion naira palliatives for National Assembly. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hi. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Sandra.
What's your name, sir? Good day.
Okay, I think my one story of the week will be the speedy approval of the National Assembly.
Speedy approval of the National Assembly. Thank God we got what he wanted to say before his line went bad. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. This is Joy. 500 naira.
Billion naira.
Million naira.
Okay.
For National Assembly.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling to vote. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra. Hi. This is Florence.
Hi, Florence.
Yeah.
Who gets your vote?
70 billion naira approval.
70 billion naira approval gets your vote. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
John.
John. All right. Who gets your vote, John? 70 billion naira. John, next time when you call, turn that radio off. We've got this one here. Didn't leave your name, but you vote for the speedy approval of the 70 billion naira. Landre on Admiralty Way says the 70 billion naira going to the members of the National Assembly gets his vote. We've got This one here, it doesn't have a name, but you say the speedy approval by the National Assembly gets your vote. All right, we're going to take three more votes, and then we'll call it a day. SND2 is voting for the stolen runway lights at the airport. And this one, Toby is voting for something I've finished voting and moved away from. All right, let's speak with Emma on the line. Emma, welcome.
Good evening, Auntie Sandra.
Good evening. Who gets your vote?
National Assembly, 70 billion naira.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. And the final voter is...
Hello?
What's your name, sir?
It's John speaking.
John, who gets your vote?
National Assembly, 70 billion naira.
National Assembly, 70 billion naira. Now let's tally the votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 votes for this story. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh, interesting. 10 votes for that story. And then 1 vote for this particular story. Toria, what's your...
I'm on track.
Yes. We bless God. Even though I've seen plenty of cancellation in your result sheet, Toria. Okay, so Lagos, we've got 9 votes to the House of, well, to the National Assembly, really. You know, getting 70 billionaire as palliatives. And then we have 10 votes. It was so close. 10 votes to the House of Reps speedy approval. I think we should even change that from House of Reps to National Assembly, because we also got approval from the Senate. So the National Assembly's speedy approval of a 500 billion naira subsidy removal package, mitigation package for Mr. President. And that is our Nawa story of the week. I wonder if we should give it a round of applause, or if we should play Mama for it. I think we should play Mama for it, right? Let's play Mama for it. Of course, I've got a final category, Lagos. This one is the first ever biggest story of the week, right? So this is the first time we're doing biggest story of the week. And the nominees are 500 billion naira for post-subsidy palliatives, university tuition hikes. These are the nominees for the biggest stories of the week. Now, both of these stories were nominated for worst story. One of them was nominated for best story. One of them was nominated for Nawa story, right? So you already know what they are about. President wants to redirect half a trillion naira from supplementary budget to provide palliatives for the end of subsidy. National Assembly has approved, and that proposal includes 70 billion naira for the National Assembly. Some people say it's insensitive. Some people say in a kickback. Some people say, well, they need, you know, they're Nigerians. They need palliatives, you know. Then on the other stories, universities say that they need to jack tuition prices up because everything done they cost. It's hard for them to keep the schools running. They have lecturers to pay. They have students to maintain. They have, you know, infrastructure to keep going. And so they've jacked up their prices. Now you have students and parents begging them to consider the state of things, you know, for them. You even have lecturers also begging them, like ASU. ASU is begging them, see, I want to beg you, like Chris. So these are the nominees, Lagos, who get your vote for biggest story of the week. Now we've got just 2 minutes to do this, so we're going to do it as quickly as possible. The biggest story of the week. I think the fact that we had What's it called now? The fact that we had the National Assembly getting the 70 billion naira in the palliatives package, and we had, and that story won the worst story of the week, by the way. So we had that story winning worst story of the week. We had this same 500 billion naira winning Nawaz story of the week as well. I think that makes it, you know, a really strong contender for biggest story of the week, but I don't know. I don't want to influence the votes. 99.3, hello.
My big for nothing story of the week is the House of Assembly approval of that money.
Of that money. All right. It's not a big for nothing story of the week. Wow. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. Biggest story of the week.
My biggest story of the week is the National Assembly approving 500 billion
naira. All right. Thank you very much for calling and voting. Biggest story of the week on WhatsApp. We're also getting 500 billion naira. Henry says 500 billion naira. Edoze Din Naji says 500 billion naira. Jonathan from Marlborough says 500 billion naira. Chief Mbachu says...